This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. This interview being brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. And we are joined by St. John's Prep grad Gus Bailo, and he is also at the University of Kansas, recently completing his sophomore year. Before I yap anymore, Gus, I got to say welcome. Good to talk to you again.
Bill, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Good to be talking with someone from Massachusetts for the first time in quite a long time, but it's great to be on, Bill. Hope all is well. How are you?
I am fine. Gus, I got to tell our listeners that when you were at St. John's Prep, you handled a lot of the sports casts and sports broadcasting there. You went on to the University of Kansas. Tell us about that, but now you're also broadcasting minor league baseball or college, or baseball kind of like the Navigators. I'll have you talk more about that in a moment, but you're broadcasting baseball this summer after your sophomore year, so we got a lot to talk about. But first up, tell me the situation you're at or you're in right now. You are in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, so I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin this summer. I'm broadcasting with the Green Bay Rockers, who are in the Northwoods League. Recently just joined them. I got hired last fall with the team, and basically they asked me if I wanted to be one of their broadcasters this summer. And, kind of talked with the general manager and vice president, John Fonte, who has been great and supporting me during my time here in Green Bay. But it's been a lot of fun. The team has been great. Everybody up in Green Bay has been really welcoming and supportive throughout this whole season so far. And it's been a grind. I mean, the Northwoods League is, for those of you who don't know, it's a very similar league to the NECBL in terms of the style of play. We play a lot more games. We play about 72 games in total, so that's 36 home, 36 away, and we're traveling with the team. I have another broadcaster as well. There's another broadcaster that shares the responsibilities. It's me and RJ Taylor, who is kind of like the co-broadcaster, if you will. He and I are both sharing the responsibilities equally, so we're co-broadcasters together this summer. But it's a lot of fun, and we enjoy it. And, you know, I think after the first few games, it was definitely a lot to take in, but since then we've really enjoyed the process, and we've really enjoyed just being up here in Green Bay, Wisconsin this summer. So it's been a lot of fun, and everyone up here has been really nice and welcoming. And again, the league's very similar, but it's just a little longer games for sure.
Yeah. Gus, I've been following you on Twitter too, and I know that you were also, I believe, active in broadcasting at the University of Kansas, where you're majoring, I assume, in broadcast. So tell us about the university experiences.
Yeah, so the big things this year, one of the big events that I got to do this year was broadcast the Final Four in New Orleans, Louisiana. I drove down with two of my closest friends. We all work for the same radio station, KJHK 97 FM, and we basically broadcast all the Kansas men's basketball home games, women's basketball home games, and then the football games at home. But our big trip this year was getting to broadcast the Final Four. And that whole weekend was surreal. And I'm sure anybody who watched the games that weekend on TV, it was an unbelievable Final Four. All the games were fantastic. The national championship was spectacular. I mean, North Carolina was up 15 at the half. And that second half, to call that second half and to be part of the team that got to broadcast the national championship is pretty surreal, and that whole experience was so eye-opening, and the people that we met and everybody that we got to talk to, it was just an amazing experience. So unbelievable time. Really grateful that KU supported it, and really just grateful that we got the opportunity to do it, because it's a weekend that I'll never forget.
Yeah, fantastic experience. Tell me more about your coursework there at KU, and you know, those kinds of experiences, and what else you might be doing radio-wise when you're not doing the games. Not that that's not enough, but what else?
Yeah, no, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot we do. One of the other broadcasting opportunities that we did do this year in terms of just besides the student radio was I was the voice of the co-voice of Kansas softball for KU Athletics. So that was one of the big things that I got to do. Was basically do all the home softball games at Arocha Ballpark in Lawrence, Kansas. And that was a lot of fun because I've never done softball before, but getting to do that and getting to experience what it's like to broadcast a college team and getting to talk to coaches and players, and that experience was really rewarding and really cool. So I really enjoyed it. But the in terms of coursework, I'm majoring in news and information with a concentration in sports media. So pretty much broadcast journalism at KU at the journalism school. And it's a great I've had a great education, great couple years there. The faculty are tremendous, and the students who broadcast as well, like the fellow broadcasters who I get to work with almost every day. It's a really good group of people. So it's awesome. Everybody's great. And, you know, Kansas is a special place, and met some of my closest friends and relationships throughout the last couple of years. So really looking forward to junior year. That will start in what will be just a little over a month, which is pretty crazy to think about. I think our first day is like the August of 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. So it's pretty awesome.
Gus, hang on for just a second. We'll be right back with more with Gus Baylo. But first, this word from Moynihan Lumber.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
I want to just back you up maybe a couple, 3 years or so, and have you tell our listeners your decision to go to Kansas to begin with. Tell us, what was that process about?
Yeah, so the college process for me, it kind of came down to a couple different schools. I was looking at primarily broadcast journalism was the two schools that I was looking for. And the big thing was I wanted to have a school that kind of had a good balance of the whole campus life and also a really good broadcast journalism program. And when I went to visit Kansas my junior year for one of their junior days, I immediately fell in love with the place. And I wasn't sure what to think at first, but then I came in and saw it, and I realized how special of a place it really is. And then from there, kind of after talking with a couple different people, I was able to decide if I wanted to stay there or I wanted to rather apply there or not. And I ended up applying pretty early. And then just through talks with my family and talks with a few other people, I decided that I was just going to apply to Kansas. So I actually enrolled late in 2019, right before the pandemic started. I enrolled into KU. And that was just I think it was a good decision. I'm really happy with it. And definitely it's one of the best decisions I've made. So Kansas is a great balance. Their journalism program is great too. They just built a new facility. The William Howell White School of Journalism and Mass Communications is great with the new studio and everything they have going on. So it's fantastic. And we've had a great experience.
Well, Gus, I want to also have you tell our listeners now where they can listen to you do the Green Bay Rockers. I know it's WDUZ Radio. Maybe share a little more information on that. And can they just click on and go online and listen?
Yeah, so you can listen to all the Green Bay Rockers games on the radio. We have all 72 games, home and away. So you can listen on WDUZ 95.5 and 1400 The Fan. So if you go on our website, if you go to the Fan 107.5 website, and if you click the AM button, it should take you to our broadcast, and you'll be able to listen online. And then for home games, we're on TV. We're on the Northwoods League Baseball Network. So if you go to the Northwoods League website and you click live action and then watch games, you can listen, or rather watch, Northwoods League games anywhere you may be. So whether that's on an iPhone, an iPad, a Roku TV, Apple TV. It's offered on all different kinds of streaming platforms, so you can watch home games there as well.
All right, we'll try to put a link up at least to WDUZ, that radio link on the website. Hey, I always like to ask guys like yourself, Gus, about and others, who do you like now as a broadcaster? I mean, when I was growing up, there were different people I liked at different times. Didn't change all that much in my thinking, but who do you like right now?
Yeah, there's a lot who I like right now. I think one of the ones that I've always respected and still respect to this day is a guy like Al Michaels. I mean, calling the Super Bowl this year, that was obviously his last Super Bowl, and that's obviously emotional because, you know, he's done plenty of Super Bowls and plenty of big games in his tremendous career, and getting to watch that Super Bowl with him calling it was pretty special. I thought that was pretty poetic. that his last game was that Super Bowl, which ended up being a fantastic game, obviously, with the Bengals and Rams. And other than that, I think, you know, a guy like Sean McDonough, who I've always loved just on a personal level because my dad actually went to school with him at Syracuse, and they were able to know each other that way. So I always have a really kind of a soft spot for Sean McDonough. And then also some other broadcasters who are great. Jim Nantz, who I actually met down in New Orleans at the Final Four. I was able to talk to him for a couple minutes. That was really awesome. And he's the nicest guy you could ever meet. Really great guy. And then the college basketball announcers that I listen to pretty frequently, like Bob Lashusen, and then Fran Fraschilla, who calls the games a lot too, John Shambi, Jay Billis, obviously doing color, and then Dan Schulman. A lot of those guys are fantastic too. So there's a lot of good broadcasters right now who I enjoy. Those are just a few though.
Yeah, I got a chance to meet a few of these guys too, and Bill Rafferty's a nice guy too. He would have been there too, right?
Rafferty's great.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I met him too. Rafferty met him very briefly in New Orleans that weekend. Yeah, he's fantastic. He's great.
Yeah. So you know what? The other thing I was just thinking of, Gus. I'm going to throw a name at you, who I'm sure you've heard, but Kurt Gowdy, right? You've heard of Kurt Gowdy, right?
Yes, I have heard of him.
Well, Kurt Gowdy, the legendary Red Sox announcer and football announcer, NBC, was the voice of NBC Sports for many, many years, basically. I think he did a lot. He's from Wyoming, so he's out in that region of the country, not far from Kansas, right? So, and he made it very big. So, Gus, I think those are your Western roots now that you have for us.
Yes, absolutely.
So Kurt Gowdy, and then a century later comes Gus Baylo. Yeah, there you go.
Not
quite a century, but
we can plan on that.
Yeah, you can plan on that. Well, Gus, anything else you want to share with us? I want you to know that back here in Massachusetts, it is summer. By the way, I don't know if you knew that,
but summer. I definitely miss Massachusetts and miss everybody back at St. John's and everyone back at the Prep and obviously North Shore. I hope everybody's doing well, and it's nice. It's always nice to talk to people back home who I haven't seen obviously in a long time. So it's been great out here this summer. I'm looking forward to being back home at some point in the not so distant future and getting to visit some friends and family who I haven't seen. So Phil, thank you again for talking with me today. I really appreciate it, and again, hope you're doing well.
You got it. I am. Thanks, and the same right back at you. All right, Gus, thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Gus Baylo with us here on MSONewsSports.com.